The Elser's beautiful home, located in the rolling hills of East Fayetteville, is guarded by a funny little dachshund with blue eyes.
This is my dog, Blue. He's a miniature dachshund. We named him Blue because he has blue eyes, and he's about a year and a half old.
Does he help you study?
Not lately, no.
Jacob Elser is an eighth grader at Woodland Junior High School, where he excels in algebra, history, and science. But he's also an accomplished athlete with a clear advantage. He's already 5'10" tall and lanky.
I play tennis, and I run cross country. And my favorite sport to watch is probably football. My favorite NFL team is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I actually got to go to the Super Bowl this year.
And right after this interview, he's trying out for the high school tennis team. His mom will take him.
I'm Janelle Elser, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and my husband is Mark. He works at Tyson, and I have my son Jacob is 14 at Woodland, and my daughter is 12. She's in sixth grade at St. Joseph's.
Janelle read lots of books to the children when they were little.
They've both always been good readers, and every grade that they've been in, the teachers really promoted reading, and I think that just helps ignite their love for reading. So I think the best way to learn the words is through reading.
Jacob started reading on his own in kindergarten, he said.
I liked the Nate the Great books when I was little.
Nate the Great, Boy Detective, is a juvenile fiction mystery and detective series, been around 30 years. Maybe that's why Jacob enjoys the details. He intends to go into science, precisely medical science, when he grows up, he said. But for now, aside from sport, he devotes an hour every day studying for the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Well, in first grade, my teacher noticed that I was a good reader, so she put me on a challenge word list that were harder words than the normal list.
In other words, his teacher had spotted a speller, a young person adept at spelling complex words, which led to Jacob signing up to compete in his grade school spelling bee.
At my school spelling bee in third grade.
And what happened?
I got out in the third round.
Meaning you lost in the third round.
Yes.
But yet you went back for more.
Yes, and then fourth grade is when I won my school spelling bee, but I didn't do very well at county. Then in fifth grade, I won my school spelling bee, and I won county, and I did okay at state. I got to the sixth round. And then the next 2 years in sixth grade and seventh grade, I got second place. I won my school spelling bee, and I got second place at county. And this year, I won my school spelling bee and county, and then I won state. So I get to go to nationals.
In Washington, D.C., to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. There, he will be joined by 275 other spellers, age 8 to 15, from across the country, as well as Canada, China, Ghana, Jamaica, Japan, New Zealand, and South Korea, an almost equal mix of boys and girls. They will start with preliminaries consisting of a 25-word written test and two rounds of oral spelling on stage. 60 will make the semifinal round, with winners going on to the championship finals Thursday, June 2nd.
I mean, they vary a little bit, but usually it's an oral competition where there's a pronouncer that asks you words. And in most spelling bees, it's single elimination, so if you miss one word, you're out, and whoever, after everyone else is eliminated, will win.
Jacob's quest for the title is being sponsored by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and until recently, his parents have been his coaches.
Well, with the Scripps spelling bee, at the beginning level, they have list words that they use. It's about 1,100 words that come from 14 different language bases. So you just rattle off the words and they memorize them. And then as you progress on, they go off list, which could be anything out of Webster's Third Dictionary. So
which weighs about 12 pounds.
Yeah, which is huge. So we don't really crack that book too much. Yeah. But as he's progressed now going to nationals, they have provided a second list. And so he basically will learn the material on his own, and then we try to just quiz him over it. But recently, the words he's studying are so much more difficult. I have a hard time pronouncing some of them, so I get laughed at a lot. Like, that's not how you pronounce that, Mom. So mostly he has to study on his own and memorize at this point.
Jacob shows two of his study guides, one looking slightly shredded.
Well, Blue kind of got this one a little bit, but besides that, here's the Spell It notebook. This is the one that has about 1,100 words.
Mm-hmm. Give a couple words that are in there.
Croquette, physique, deluxe, impasse. Some of them are harder. Mm-hmm. Taupe, chauvinism, croissant, lieutenant. Mm-hmm. Those are French words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the trickiest ones, at least in the spell book, are the German words because they pronounce differently than they look. Yeah. So you might say Vadel and it actually starts with a W. So those are the ones for mom and dad that we have to really pay attention to what we're giving him.
And have you learned a lot of words? Mm-hmm. Has your language and your vocabulary expanded?
Mine definitely has. Originally with the original lists, with the lists he's on now, I try to sound, you have to learn the diacritical markings on how to pronounce the words because it would really be bad if I kept mispronouncing the word and then he got it in a competition and didn't recognize it because mom always said it wrong. Yeah. And we almost had that happen once. So.
Yeah.
And what's this blue notebook?
Oh, this is the notebook they give you for nationals for rounds 2 and 3. There's about there are 400 words in alphabetical order.
And where are you up? Like, I see the markers in there. Is that how deep you are into learning the words then?
No, I've pretty much learned them. I'm just kind of reviewing them.
And name a couple words in here. This would be more advanced, yes?
Yes. Geriatrician, glabrous, glaciarium, gloxinia, gnosis, grassel, guttural, haplology, Herodin.
Wait, what is haplology?
It's a contraction of words by the omission of one or more similar sounds or syllables in pronunciation.
Spellers are a smart breed, and nationally competing spellers catch a lot of attention from local media and peers.
I've had a lot of people talk to me about the spelling bee, and a lot of even people I don't know, hey, you won the spelling bee, and some people just asking me words like, hey, can you spell this or that? And I do. It's pretty funny.
So how does Jacob think he'll do?
My goal is to at least make it to the semifinals, which is the top 50, because if you make it to the semifinals, you get on ESPN.
The sports channel, any athlete's aspiration. About to enter high school, Jacob still enjoys reading, but these days his tastes are ranging toward journalism.
I read the newspaper every morning.
Mostly the sports section, over breakfast with Dad. And just in case, the Elster family's been shooting home video to cut into any national coverage if Jacob wins. They leave May 29th for Washington, D.C., where their Scripps Spelling Bee hosts have lined up a week of fun activities for all spellers and their families. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.